The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield.
When last have you made a big, difficult decision for your business that you know is going to have wide-ranging consequences far beyond the point that you're seeking to make? Well, that's exactly what Magda Wierzycka has done, Chief Executive at Signia, on the line to us from Cape Town. You told me a couple of weeks ago, Magda, that you were meeting with KPMG, and based on their name being tarnished in the Gupta leaks, you would consider whether or not to keep them on as your company's auditors. You've met them, you've spoken to them, and you fired them. Why?
Hi, Bruce. Well, just to be technically correct, I met with them. I asked the questions. We did our investigation, and I recommended to the board of Signia Limited that we replace KPMG as our auditors, and the board has accepted that recommendation. We do have to advise the JSE and put out a sense on Monday. But as to the reasons why, well, you know, KPMG obviously has been implicated in all the Gupta leaks. And, you know, when I kind of looked at various stories that came out, I distilled it into three. They were auditors of Linkway, and Linkway was the supposed events company through which 30 million rand of taxpayers' money was laundered to pay for the lavish Gupta wedding. And that wasn't picked up as, you know, anything unusual in a company that did not have a turnover of 30 million rand on a daily basis. You know, the second issue that I had was the issue with the Oak Bay listing, where IDC gave Oak Bay a substantial loan. Oak Bay then listed on the JSE at an inflated valuation, and there was, you know, various nefarious activities around what value was placed on Oak Bay, and immediately that IDC loan was then converted into a meaningless shareholding in a valueless company listed on the JSE. And then, you know, when you started digging into it, I also looked at KPMG's involvement in that 23 million rand report that they did for SARS, which talked about the rogue investigative unit, and most importantly, implicated someone I've got utmost respect for, Praveen Godan, in its conclusions. And those are the three questions I posed to KPMG. And, you know, they gave me the answer that they can only possibly give, which is that they're investigating, they're taking these things very seriously. They don't believe they've done anything wrong. Now, you know, I am not an accountant, but even I, running companies, know that, you know, Linkway, small company, suddenly receives an overseas injection of 30 million rand and no one asks any questions. That is not standard operating procedure. Oak Bay listing, you know, I listed a company. I know how much effort goes into establishing a fair value of a company. Clearly that attention wasn't paid there. And then there is the SARS issue. And through it all, irrespective of whether at the end of the day, those investigations clear KPMG of any wrongdoing. One thing that no one disputes is that they were paid substantial fees, and those fees came from taxpayers' money. Those fees are blood money. They were stolen from South African taxpayers, whichever way you look at it. And so what I would have expected of a company that I want to do business with is that at the very least, they would acknowledge that, and they would donate that money to charity. Donate the fees you have earned, which you know have flown illegally from South African taxpayers through the Gupta companies into your hands. Donate that money to charities, to civil rights organizations fighting corruption, to free press. We so badly need that support. But there is none of that. There's just talk about internal investigations. And that's just not good enough.
Magda Wierzycka, Chief Executive at Signia, as to why she recommended to the board and the board accepted her reasoning as to why KPMG should be fired as auditors of Signia. Thank you, Magda Wierzycka. We did ask KPMG onto the radio. They sent us a written response. Trevor Hull, the Chief Executive of KPMG in South Africa. Trevor Hull says in a written statement, "We're disappointed with the decision, and during a meeting held with the CEO, Magda Wierzycka, I firmly reiterated our commitment to fully cooperating with IRBA," that's the Independent Regulatory Board of Auditors, "and to ensuring the firm continues to uphold our values at all times. Given the ongoing IRBA inquiry, there were limitations on what we can say publicly at this point, which is why we are unable to undertake an interview of this nature." But yeah, the Signia has decided that it's not going to wait around for the outcome. Magda Wierzycka making her point very, very clearly indeed.
702 and Cape Talk, The Money Show.